Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, founded on kingdom principles. Principles that really, truly are God-divine, to be packed full of people that come by the studio or the Zoom, and we ask them that proverbial question, how did you get here? And it's a show that I get to do with my two co-hosts, Niles and KJ. How are you guys? Are you ready for this day?
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Oh my God, I don't know about you, but today is going to be a day. It's already a good day, but it's the closing of our laws of success, our principles for laws of success. And it's been really good. I've enjoyed it. And I'm not saying that because I've had the privilege to come before people and deliver it. I'm saying it because these are principles that I really get to use in my life every day. And I know they work. And I know you guys know that too. So here's a quick little recap. We're going to finish up with the laws of success today, but we're going to introduce two other laws, two new laws, one being the law of perseverance and the law of prayer. And we're going to tell you exactly why both of those laws are so important with the laws of success. So we talked about at the beginning of the month, purpose, passion, people, plan. We talked about persistence. So today we get to talk about perseverance again and prayer. Now, when you think about perseverance, I want you to think about getting up no matter how many times you fall. And I say that because oftentimes it's when we're 3 feet from gold, when we kind of miss the mark and say, you know what, I quit, I'm done. It's that time where you gotta, I know you may be tired, but it's like you gotta just push that last little breath. I remember when I used to deliver babies and we'd get down to the crowning and you'd see the head and you're getting really excited, right? And you're like, okay, God, please don't let me drop this baby. Please don't let there anything going wrong. And it's that last little oof. And you're looking at mom and you're trying to concentrate on baby. You're looking at mom and you're looking at dad, and dad is saying, push. And she's saying, but I'm tired. It's that little tiredness that you push. When you fall, you get up. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about the law of perseverance. Now, one of the litmus tests that I use on this particular law is I don't want to be around anyone who hasn't really gone through anything. When I'm valuing whether this person is going to be a friend of mine or they're going to kind of be an associate, I ask those hard questions. What have you gone through? What's your life been like? How did you get here? And most people, 9 times out of 10, will be honest, open, and sincere when you create that environment for them to be that. Now, last thing that I want to bring on this law of success is the law of prayer. And you know, you guys that are listening, you know that this show really is about inspiring and motivating, but we do a lot of praying here, guys. We do. And in that prayer, that law of prayer, you're literally giving God permission. You're giving him permission to intervene in your life. And when you're doing that, sometimes it can be scary, but it's worth it. It is not you telling God what's going wrong, what's going on, or what your need is. And I know there are people that will disagree. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. But when you're in dialogue with someone, it's a, hey, how are you kind of conversation. And it's not just you telling what you need. It's you asking, how can I serve? How can I serve you, God, today and be able to live out my life with purpose and passion and all of those things. So again, that's my take on the laws of success. I said it at the top of the hour, I'm using these laws. I know they work. It may be slow in going, but they will work if you don't quit. And that, my friend, is the laws of success. Niles, KJ, take it away.
KJ.
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, please don't say me. But yeah, to piggyback on perseverance, I know we touched on that a little bit last week. Perseverance is kind of just like you're going insane. You're doing the same thing over and over again, but nothing is happening. The definition of insanity. And you have to kind of dig deep. I said this last week, there's another version of you somewhere within that's able to go that extra mile, that's able to write that extra page, to read those extra 100 pages, I don't know, but that can pull more out of you. And that's the you that you were supposed to be, you know? And the crazy thing about that person who's inside of you, he tends to come out, he or she tends to come out of the last moment before you're about to reach the goal. You know, it's like, oh, I have no more energy. I'm about to quit. But it's like, that, like you said, then he's dragging you to get across, and all he wants is you just like, agree to let me out, agree to let the beast out. And then it's like, all right, cool, we're going for it. But yeah, and law of prayer, you know, I was reading something this morning, reading a book, and it was saying that, just pretty much what you were saying, Dr. T, about it aligns yourself. It puts you in covenant with God. And it allows you to, it gets you in the mindset of like, okay, what do you want me to do today? Right? Continually speak to me today. And prayer is not like, it's not just 5 minutes in the morning. It's a continual conversation throughout the day. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just pray for 5 minutes a day, expect God to show up for 5 minutes in that day, you know? So whatever you put in, you're going to receive. And that's all I got. My Niles, go ahead.
Well spoken, KJ.
All right. Law of perseverance. I have a verse that I want to present from the Bible, Hebrews 10, verse 36. And it says, "For you need endurance, so that after you have done God's will, you may receive what was promised." Perseverance requires tenacity and endurance. It's consistency in the face of opposition and adversity. Having the heart to push through even when you want to quit and don't see a way out. It's sticking to the agenda even when the finish line seems so far away. Mm. Pretty simple and to the point. When it comes to the law of prayer, I'm reading from James 5:16. "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect." So what do we hear in that? We hear healing, perspective. These are things that we get from prayer. Healing, perspective, clarity. It helps to remind you of the power of God. And that's if you stay in sync and aligned with God. Prayer is key because it feeds your spiritual and inner life. It gives you hope, motivation, direction. It's a direct line of communication with God. God always picks up when you call, so you must keep that line open. Mm-hmm. Exercise your faith and strengthen your relationship with God. Just be real and talk to him. Let him in your soul, and he will light up your life. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
That's so beautifully spoken, Niles. Thank you, sir. So we get it, right? We do know that we constantly, you said it yourself, we constantly have to be in prayer, in dialogue, and you really got to kind of pick yourself up no matter what. And you remind me so much when you were saying that, KJ, because there are times when I can literally hear you in my ear. Come on, you got to write that next page. Come on, you got to do that next page. Come on. And I'm like, dang, man, you just don't even understand, but I get it. and it's a struggle sometimes. It really, really is. But yeah. you gotta do it. Yeah. You got
and
to.
And it's like you have to ask the question. I say this to you all the time when we first met. How bad do you want it?
Oh my gosh. How bad you did.
You know,
yeah.
If you guys don't know, like, how much I nagged Dr. T in the beginning of, like, hey, like, you want, do you want it to be X, Y, and Z? She said, oh yeah, okay, cool. I'm about to
rough you up. Oh my gosh.
Rough you up a little bit because you need to really break down all the things that you are comfortable with. Mm. Because if you do not, you will remain in that same place.
That's very true.
My motto is like, if it scares you, then I should do it.
Ah, yeah.
And
I like.
And I'll add a little subsection underneath within your morals. don't do something that's like, oh, it's going to like inflict harm on you. But like, if it scares you and it leads you to your purpose, do it.
Wow.
Mm. Nice. We should post all the laws on Instagram so people have a reminder each and every day and they can reference it.
Marty, you know what? That's a good idea.
I'm already on it. I'm already on it. I got it for everybody. By the end of the day.
I love it. Thank you so very much. And that's the wonderful thing about this show, guys. We're always honestly thinking about other people. How can you suggest or advise or consult someone if you're not doing it yourself? You know, it kind of makes you a hypocrite. I've been that before, and it does not work. I kid you not. It doesn't. You can stay interactive with us on at Dr. Tom G Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And, yeah, we want to hear from you. We really do.
Also, if you have any ideas regarding your business, or if you just want to have one-on-one sessions with Dr. T, we have that opportunity for you guys on Talk to Tanji. I don't know if you guys have seen Rodina Daniels, her past session with her for the past 3 weeks. We are doing this so we can have one-on-one sessions with you guys so we can just show you like, hey, this is how we walk through it. We're not going to treat you any differently, no matter how big the idea or whatever thoughts you put in your head that you think you're not good enough.
Well spoken, KJ. Thank you. Now where is that?
That's it. Every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So just contact us on either at the website drtanjishow.com, Instagram at Dr. Tanji Show, and Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you, sir. Well spoken. It's been a lot of fun too. It really has.
Yeah. So in current news that's going on around the world, we understand there's a lot of climate changes that's going around with the wildfires up north in Northern California and Hurricane Laura that's about to hit or already has hit Texas and Louisiana. It's now a Category 4. Yesterday when we had our production meeting, it was going to be a Category 2. 2/3, but now it's a Category 4. So we just want to send a prayer for all the families down in Texas, Louisiana, and also Northern California. Smoke in the area and the people who have lost their houses as well. So that's a very sad moment because I've been in the Woolsey Fire last year. Was it last year?
Yes.
Woolsey Fire. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. I went to Pepperdine. We had to evacuate the campus and. It's a lot of homes, a lot of people were affected by it. Some people who are still building on from that. So send a prayer. And if you can donate to help anybody, you go ahead and do that. Absolutely. Also, this is get right into it with the RNC. We talked about the Democratic Party last week. So we just want to give people an equal playing field. So the RNC took off this week, and now I know you have something to say about that, so you can go.
Okay. Just wanted to get into, like, you know, the history behind the Republican Party and kind of, like, how they started and how they feel. So basically, when it first started, it was the 19th century. I believe it was 1854. And basically, they were against slavery expansion, and they were for and still for economic growth and expansion, business growth, tax cuts, and free market capitalism, which is a system, I'm reading this, that's economic and it's solely based on supply and demand, where there is little or no government regulation. So I just wanted to give like a background behind the Republican Party, because a lot of times when you hear the word Republican, you hear there's a certain connotation behind it, you know, especially when it comes to the news and sensationalism and the media. So it's important to understand, you know, where it started and where it is going and how did it get here. So, you know, if you want to do some research on it, then do that. But yeah, just wanted to give a breakdown of the Republican Party. And, you know, if you've been checking out the convention and, you know, hearing what people have to say, then, you know, that's a good thing. From last week to this week, you got a taste of both sides, you know, and you let's not be too anti of each other, because I think when it comes down to it, from what I'm hearing and listening to, we're all kind of working towards a common goal. We might just have a different way of getting there. But as we were talking earlier, KJ and Tanji, it's all about finding those commonalities so we can work together to make an efficient system for us, make it work for us, the people. And that's what it's about.
Yeah. Amen. And that's for everything. Everything that you invest your time in, research it. Why you invest your time in it. And that gives you a greater scope about yourself. And then speaking about politics, I don't know if you guys have heard about the asteroid that's about to miss Earth a little bit around Election Day. I think the day before Election Day. But if it was to hit Earth, based on the articles I've been reading, it will not have any major damage. Most likely, it will burn up in the atmosphere. And if it does hit any property, it will be minor, small. But since we're on trending topics, I know you guys have been waiting for us to talk about this specific topic in the news. I don't know if you guys have heard or seen the video of Jacob Blake shot 7 times in the back.
While running?
He was checking on his kids. And 7 times in the back, it hurt his spinal cord. He had his intestines and liver removed. So he's pretty much paralyzed. He's alive, but he's paralyzed. But there was a lot of things going on around in the world, especially in the NBA. For all you guys, all the NBA fans, I'm an NBA fan, if you guys can. I've always talked about it. But the NBA just came out with a notice saying that the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association today announced that in light of Milwaukee's decision to not take the floor today for Game 5 against Orlando Magic, today's 3 games, Bucks versus Magic, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Lakers and Blazers, have been postponed because of these, because of the shooting of Jacob Blake. So it's very powerful how the players are saying that that enough is enough.
Yeah,
like they're in a situation where they can't leave, and well, they can leave, but they're playing for a championship. But they want to do something that's meaningful to show their frustration. And I just want to share this video of a little tidbit of this video of Doc Rivers and his minds and his frustration with his frustration with the
situation.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is keep hearing a fear. It's amazing to me why we keep loving this country and this country does not love us back. And it's really so sad. Like, I should just be a coach. And it's so often reminded of my color. We're the ones that need to be scared. We're the ones having to talk to every black child. What white father has to give his son a talk about being careful if you get pulled over? It's just ridiculous. And it just keeps going. There's no charges. Breonna Taylor, no charges, nothing. All we're asking is you live up to the Constitution. That's all we're asking for everybody, for everyone. Thank you.
So,
wow.
That's the, he's, if you guys don't know who he is, Dr. head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers. He coached Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce for their first championship. But you can see the frustration. I just want to know what you guys' thoughts were about the video and what during this shelter in place quarantine, what do you think about when you think about the whole racial tension that's pretty much arisen to a very high spectrum today?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions in there, KJ.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said so much, so I'm like, I don't know.
No worries. First and foremost, watching that video, man, I'm sitting here and I'm literally biting my tongue and on my hands because I cannot believe that we're still dealing with this even now. And for him to be just, he was so transparent. My adoration for this man speaking on it. It takes a lot of courage, man. When you're in a position of power, it takes a lot of courage to go against the grain and say, listen, what you're doing is not right. Yeah. It's affecting me. And for that, my hat goes off to him. I pray that there's no repercussions of, you know, what he said. And I say repercussions, meaning, you know, sponsors and all that other stuff.
And for the players too, because they're playing, they're getting paid to play millions of dollars. And for them not to come out on the
play
when they're healthy, they get, yeah.
Well, you know who I thought about, not to cut you off? Colin, is it Colin? Colin Kaepernick?
Kaepernick?
Yes. Yeah. I literally thought about him. Here's this man. He was a Lone Ranger, so he went and kind of helped us get to where we are. If that makes any sense, I'm not discrediting any of our forefathers in the civil rights movement or any of that, but I'm saying in today, to modern times, today, for one man to be ostracized like he was, and now how many years later we're finally saying, oh my God, he got it right.
Got it. Yeah.
Ouch.
It's, I find it very interesting when you see one person step out from the bunch just to make a stand about a very social political point of view, you know.
Wow.
We're here.
I know for me, I hadn't seen that video yet. And I felt his emotions and everything that, you know, he was saying, because I guess, you know, and being in the same group, we're able to identify. You know, with this situation and many other situations, and I feel like many people feel this way, but you ask the question, what's new? And I guess there's nothing new. And this is nothing new, because that's the problem. Now, I've been hearing a lot of people, you know, focusing on looting and calling protesters savages. And for me, I would say, they are protesters for a reason. Even when it comes to so-called affirmative action, you know, that people love to bring up, obviously there was a problem when you have to put a system in place in order to fix a particular issue. And it will continue to be a problem as long as there's a divide in outlook and perspective. You have one side that is keen on invalidating the experiences of others. And these are experiences that they've never experienced. So how can you speak with such conviction on something that you've never experienced? You know, it's kind of like they don't want us to do anything or say anything. They don't want us to speak up. And when some parties, you know, other parties protest, it's invited. If we do it, we're viewed as criminals and as if we're crying wolf. And of course, there's a way to, you know, do things. But it seems like if we do anything except lay down, then it's a problem. And, you know, then it poses the question, what do we do? Right? Now,
Continue. I just want to put a pin in. No. I want to mention something about that.
I'm done.
In the video I just showed you, it continues, and Kenny the Jet Smith, I don't know, he's a commentator on TNT with Shaq and Chuck. But he said that, similar to what you were saying, how, I'm going to be careful how I phrase this, because there's a lot of people can take this the wrong way.
For sure.
He said that African-Americans are the true Americans. He said this because we fight for everything. We came here to, we're born in this country. A lot of our ancestors were laborers to help build this country. We had to fight for rights, fight for equality. We're doing everything that the Constitution wanted to establish, but we get treated as if we're the enemies. So that's, and I'm kind of paraphrasing.
For sure.
If I misquote, but I found that quote very interesting, because it's like, he has a point. He has a point when he said that, because it's like, we're trying to uphold to what you guys said the country is going to be like. But now we're getting reprimanded. Now we're getting attacked because we're just trying to uphold to your guys' rules. So I thought that was interesting. And to piggyback on the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, Roger Goodell, it's an article about Roger Goodell and wishing he had listened earlier to Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, come on.
This was 3 days ago.
Are you serious?
So I just want to know you guys' thoughts about either Kenny or even this article.
Wow. Niles, you want to go first? I'll process. Jeez.
I don't really have much to say. Just because it seems like certain things are cyclical. Like, we can talk about, things that have transpired and will continue to transpire. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that makes it sad. Like, we can have these conversations, and who knows, there might be another conversation in 2 weeks. So at this point, I just want to help to devise or help push this society forward by trying to find some kind of solution that we can implement that works for everybody, you know? And that's all I really have to say, because I can say however I feel, and I can speak for other people with, regarding how they feel, but will it really change anything until we find something that works efficiently, not just for us, but, that's accepted, by society? And that's been the difficult blunder and task for us for pretty much since our existence here.
Wow. I'm looking at you, Niles, and I'm feeling what you're saying, if that makes any sense. I do, because I get it. I really do. And as you were talking, I'm thinking, wow, what could we do? Yeah, we're having the conversation. Yeah, God has blessed us with a platform, and we're grateful for that. But what if we were to just talk to a random stranger, someone who looked nothing like us? What if we were to go and say, hi, how are you? My name is Tanji. And in spite of what's going on in the world, can I just tell you that I love you? What if we were to do that? And we made it a mission for 25 people a day. You're saying, but that didn't make sense. And is that going to change the world? I care to differ. I really do, because love changes all things. It does. One of the things that Paul talks about in his writing in Corinthians is charity, charity, charity. I can make a lot of money, and I can give it away, and I can burn my body as a sacrifice or whatever. But if I don't have love, all I'm doing is sitting on this air talking. So am I discouraged? I was. I was last evening. Was I angry? Absolutely. Was I disappointed? Yep. Was I scared? That's where it had to stop for me, because I do not want to operate in fear. So last night was last night. Today is the day I got up. We got up, but we can do something about it. What? I'm not really sure. That's why the law of prayer is so important. So when you go to him, you take your pen and your paper and you ask him, what is it that you want me to do? Because you've given me life. And it ain't about me anymore. It's not. It never was about me. It's about you. It's your agenda. It's not us having our light names and lights, that's nice, but that ain't the plan, man. What's the plan? What is the plan? If you don't know, then you ask him and you sit and you wait until you get an answer. Because if someone called you and told you, I've got $100,000 for you now, and KJ, but I need you to come and get it. Well, if you are 3 hours away from me, you're going to plan how you're going to get that $100,000. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely you will. So you can't tell me that we can't come up with a solution. I'm sorry, wrong answer. We can. Will it take time? Perhaps. Will there be other casualties or loss of lives? Probably. And it could be me. It could be my sons. And I don't want it to be, but I understand where we are. We got to make some changes, man. And we have to do it now.
Yeah.
We do.
Go nice.
Now, I think we just have to find the beauty in coexisting.
Mm.
And that's been the difficult part because, you know, you hear, you know, folks talking about, integrating and segregation and this and that. But, you know, at one point or another, we are going to cross the path with someone else outside of our race or whatever else. So, like, how do we learn how to coexist? And, you know, more than peacefully, but how we're all able to, you know, make strides and progress, not just one, you know, race over the other, but we all are on a, you know, even level playing field.
You know what? I know we talked about this in the beginning before the show started. So we have these meetings before the show, before we hop on air. So I talked about how, yes, there are. Visually, there are differences between all of us, and I was talking to Niles about, as actors, when we are getting a role, just because the character is doing something that you would not do does not mean that character doesn't have any similarities to you. And I find it interesting how actors are more in tune artists, no matter what art you're in. You're in more tune of your soul.
Mm.
I find that out with. Because we explore those areas, especially actors, because like actors are normally the pioneers of the soul. Quote Leslie Johnson, my acting teacher. Shout out. yeah. Because like we deal with that stuff. I mean, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we can fake it and just like, oh, I'm crying.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. No, when you go home, you do take part of that character with you. And I would encourage that everybody else, when like you see somebody, even though they're different, even though, let's say, the character steals, all right? The character steals. And you may not steal, but you may care for your family just like the other, like just like that character cares for his family, and that's why he stole. So now you understand why he stole.
Hmm.
So you have to, once you can find one commonality with one person, that's when that link begins.
That's good. That's really good.
That's interesting because I was thinking about that earlier when we were having the conversation. And basically, as artists and as actors, we constantly tussle with understanding and finding the reason behind the motivation behind what people do and why they do it.
Yeah.
And in doing that, you have to really dig into the soul. You have to dig into the past. You have to dig into all the composition and the makeup of this person by living through their experiences. And that's a beautiful process because then you start to take on and feel how they feel. Of course, you have to, you know, integrate your experiences as well. But that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You know, you really get to the soul of man by doing that. So like having a conversation with an actor might be a bit different just by dealing with someone who just goes to a 9-to-5 every day because the requirements and, you know, what is, you know, required for the job is completely different. So you're exercising certain parts of yourself and examining other parts of people that you may not be, you know, privy to if you're just sitting in front of a computer. And that's exactly what pushed me to what I'm doing right now and to leave behind corporate And I'm loving it throughout the process. That's the fulfilling part. And in doing that, you're able to connect with people and really make your experience and just your life, you put it on a platform, you make it relatable to others. And that's where the power comes in. There's power in vulnerability. And through vulnerability, you learn just so much. You learn about yourself, you learn about people, and so on. Sometimes you have to lay yourself down as Jesus Christ did, you know, absolutely, for the ultimate sacrifice.
Man, guys, do you realize that we just came up with the $64 million question or commonality and then do something with that? You just answered that question.
I would say the only caveat to that.
Okay.
I'm playing devil's advocate right now.
I'm listening.
Because I always like to spin people's minds. But how do you implement this mindset to a generation, to a country where it was built on discrimination?
Yeah.
Because a mindset is challenging to grasp on, you know? Mm. So it's not that we haven't found the answer. It's the thing. It's how do we inject your mind to implement the answer? Maybe inject is probably the wrong word.
I'm listening. I'm like, okay. but I get it.
Like, yeah, but it's like love. Love, you have to actively choose love.
For sure.
You can't just say, oh, I love you. No, I have to actively choose it. Even if you broke my favorite vase, okay, it's just a vase. I still love you.
Yeah. Mm. I think one way to help with that is, as I just mentioned, it's through sacrifice. And sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the betterment of the people. Mm-hmm. Think about all the people that we look up to today who put their lives on the line or whatever else. But think about the impact that they had, you know, for generations to come and after. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, they put their lives on the line. Mm-hmm. They were the ultimate demonstration. And through that, people see conviction. Through that, people are convinced. This person believes in this enough to put their life on the line. Most of the time, we wouldn't put their life on our life on the line for our brother, for right, our sister. So to say that this person has enough compassion and love for the people to sacrifice something that is invaluable called life, Come on now. Like, in itself, that is the perfect example. And people can learn from that.
Absolutely.
And I would have to add with that.
Ain't got to add nothing, KJ.
I'm just saying. I'm just, like, giving a little sub-point to that. Can I speak? Inky Johnson. That's where I got the whole quote in the beginning with about perseverance. There's always somebody bigger inside of you, you know, that will go the extra mile. He also said that once you do something selflessly, so it gives you another reason why, it puts you in a whole nother gear.
Mm.
So when we think about giving acts of love and giving that compassion, being reasonable, being human, Don't just think about yourself, because it's so easy to think about yourself in that situation. Right. Oh, I don't feel comfortable. Oh, I'm hungry. I don't want to say hello. I don't want to smile. Right. You know, I just want to do X, Y, and Z. No, think about the next generation, because your action reciprocates further and further and further on. So a lot of people, I would have to say, are dealing with past actions from their grandparents because of what they instilled in them. They may not vocally say it, but subconsciously it's coming out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I would even go so far, you know, we talk about character a lot on this show, and character really is just not what you do in public that someone can see you. But what about those private things that you're doing behind closed doors with your buddies? You know, you may say something and you laugh at this. You're not stopping what you don't want to see. You're just giving more of it behind closed doors. So how do we... It's just, there's a lot of things going on, but the precipice of everything, I believe the foundation, honestly, is love. And then you work from there. Love sometimes looks like hate, but it's not. You know what I mean? Yeah. It looks like that sometimes, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like, it's important to maintain integrity, as you said, like behind closed doors and out in public. And here's the thing. But that doesn't mean that you're going to do everything right. No. That doesn't mean that you are a person who doesn't make mistakes or says things that are wrong or mean or whatever else. But at the core of everything, there is that foundation that can't be shaken.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what it comes down to. That's true integrity. You may not be the perfect person. You may not always say the right things. You may do some wrong, but at the core, that's what shines through.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, say that we're three different people. Mm-hmm. One we show in public, one we show our friends and family, and one we show in private.
You know? Yeah.
But all of them string together for the one you do in private. You know, because that's always in the middle.
Yeah, like, wouldn't it be cool if we just included all three of those and just put it on a platter to serve to everybody? Because that's where you find honesty. That's where you find beauty.
And that's as artists, that's the area that we show on screen.
And
I feel like that's like the most beautiful thing we can ever do. It's like, you know what? I'm about to show this side of me. I don't know what's about to happen, but we're about to go for it. And that's the voice that I have when I'm about to, I'm like, I don't know how this is going to react, but how this is going to read on screen, but here we go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it comes out to be so authentic. And it's like, whoa, what was that little quirk that you did? I've never seen that before.
Yeah. And
KJ has a way. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead now. I'll get on KJ in a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm saying, this is why you have to honor your craft, and you honor your craft by honing it. And it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner or an artist or a singer, whatever you may be, continue to hone your craft, because when you don't, you cheat the people in the world around you. And you, in your art, whatever your art is, it doesn't just have to be art. You have the power to transform, you know, through your substance, through your voice, through your power, through your perspective, through your honesty and truth. And that's what shines through when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
I love that. What if we had such a fear, such a reverence for God, that in every person that we saw him? What if we had such a fear of him that we don't want to mistreat or talk behind anybody's back or do anything out of that would cause him to feel some kind of way? If you look at it in the perspective of being God conscious and not sin conscious, you'll learn in that perspective, you'll learn how to treat folk. It wouldn't be a question of, you know, it just wouldn't be a question of, I don't know, maybe I'm feeding myself this because I see things as already done. I do. I see people as complete. I do. And it's unfortunate that we have these flaws, we have these mindsets, you know, where the systems, you know, I think about John 3:16, where God so loved the world, that's the world system, that he gave his only begotten son. So he knew. Racism didn't take him by surprise, guys. Poverty didn't take him by surprise. But we have dominion. We have authority. It's called kingdom, the king's dominion. So why don't we act like we do? Are we waiting for someone to give us permission to have a seat at the table? Seriously?
Yeah.
When we can go buy our own table or make our own table or create? You said it yourself, KJ and Niles. You guys are entertainers. You are. That is who you are. That's what you do. And now you've become the work. So change the world. One, just change it. Do it. Seriously, do it. You're an agent of change. That's what you said to me how many years ago? I want to be an agent of change. Man, that blew my mind. I'm thinking, oh my God, who is this kid? That's what I said. You're a young man now. But I wanted to know you, because this man is going to do, he's going to revolutionize the world. That's what I kept thinking. And you, Niles, who quits their job? Come on, bro, play it. Who quits their 9-to-5 to pursue and overtake and recover everything that belongs to them? These are people, man. I don't just say I'm so proud to just, you know, have co-hosts now with KJ. Man, I mean that. I get to sit with kings and priests I get to sit with people that are not ashamed that they've fallen, but got back up. That's who we are. That's what this show is about. Mm. We're not going to stop until that one person. We're like Jesus, man. We'll leave the 99 and go after that one. Because that one person may have that answer that we need. And I say we, the world. So let's continue doing what we're doing. Amen. Let's continue to be mindful of people are hurting. They are. I have gotten out of bed, bruh, after losing everything. Do you know how many times I have gone around somebody and they smiled? Oh, dear God. You don't even understand what that smile did for me. Man, I lost everything. All I need is somebody to, man, God, just show me that somebody care. And then you have people that will smile at you. Or someone that say, hey, let me help you. I love you so much. Yeah, your vision is important, but I love you. I don't want anyone to love my vision. Visions change. I want you to love me. You understand what that, because that's what I give. Yeah. I give what I want. I'm sorry, but I get upset when we're not doing what I do. And it's not hard. How hard is it to tell someone you love them? How hard is it, man, to call somebody and say, look, bro, I was just thinking about you. You got a Cash App. I got $10. You can get my $5. How hard is that? We're in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of people losing their jobs. People are killing themselves by the droves. People, it's a mess. But there's hope. There's hope. It's not hopeless. He didn't save us for this. We got work to do. Yeah, we do. Are you tired? Absolutely, you get tired. Do you get discouraged? Absolutely. But we don't quit. No. No, absolutely not. And it's not predicated on whether I live in a big house or drive a car, have money in the. And for his people, that's what it's all about. You're right, Niles. Get outside of yourself. Sacrifice. You're absolutely right. I listen to each one of you, and I'm thinking, these men are talking principle. You guys are talking principle. This is the spirit of leadership, not the leadership spirit. I want someone who will listen to the spirit of God and then act. Don't just act and then pray. You're out of order. You can't tell me nothing, bro. You're out of order. But if you pray and then you listen and shut your mouth and just do it. Someone said, work with your head down. That's how we get through this pandemic. But we make sure everybody is solid. Hey, bro, you got your business? Hey, man, you got your business? Oh, hey, okay, everybody got their business. Good. Hey, you got this? Hey, you got this? Now we're forming something. Now we're moving ahead. And then you go back and you tell someone else how to do it. Amen. Sorry.
She went in.
I think all of us, on this show, we found something to fight for. And when you have something to fight for, that's that motor in you. It's like you have to have an arc of things to help guide you on your journey. And at the top of that arc, it should be God. You know, for me, it's God, art, family, and so many other things. And it's like it begins to be a circle, which makes it conclusive. And with that, it just drives you and it gives you a reason to live. A reason to be. And, you know, if you're in line with that, that's when things will start to come together. And that's when you'll start to shine through and people will see that. Then they'll reach out to you and say like, oh, man, like you just inspired me so much. You know what you're doing to the core.
You have to do more than just believe. You have to be in covenant.
Yep. That's it. Yep. Wow. Yep. And that's our show. Dadgummit. Hey, we were just getting started. But hey, no worries. Thank you. I thank each and every listener, every viewer, everyone who made a comment or a sly remark or whatever. You said something. But thank you so very much for your support and your love. Seriously. Join us every Wednesday, man, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on LA Talk Radio and Facebook Live. And then on Mondays, don't forget, talk to Tanji. I'm so excited because I think we got somebody new coming on the show very soon who's doing something that when I was told, they said, are you okay with that? And I'm like, absolutely. So you want to stay tuned for that. Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook Live. Thank you, Ronan. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, everybody. Go out and don't forget, I love you. I really, really do love you to the moon and the stars. Thank you, Niles. Thank you, KJ, for everything. Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.